Hoyer takes a fastball, though, ball one. Conley's next pitch is lined past Malzone in the left field. Hoyer's second hit as Carroll Hardy fires the ball into the infield. And that's the seventh base hit off Conley. And once again, the Red Sox bullpen goes in action. Dave Hillman up for the third time in this ballgame. Wirtz holds the bag against Boyer. Here's Tony Kubek, struck out fly to right. The stretch by Conley. The pitch to Kubek is hit high in the air to right field. Jensen moving back. Flips the glasses down. He's under it. Boyer's tagging. Jensen makes the catch, and Boyer bluffs going, and Jensen's throw comes in true to second base. Fleet was just bluffing, drawing a throw, and he drew a good one. That brings up Roger Maris, who singled and scored in the first inning, and then homered to right field in the third inning. One away. Pitch to Maris is a ground ball to second base. Schilling over to Button for one. Back to first. Double. No! Wirtz dropped the ball. So it's a fourth play. We'll wait and see if Wirtz gets an error or just what it is. The ball did not hit the ground as Wirtz tried to backhand it, but it came out of his glove. There's been no error put on the scoreboard or from the official scorer. Here's Mickey Mantle. Mantle homered to drive in three runs in the first inning, struck out in the third. Pitch to Mickey is low, ball one. So it doesn't look like they're going to charge Wirtz with the error. Throw was in plenty of time. The double Maris. Mantle takes the pitch high. Ball two. Two and nothing. In fact, Wirtz caught that ball on his thumb. He keeps taking his left hand out of the glove and shaking it. Mickey takes the curve. Low ball three. Three and nothing. Leading away. Mickey tried to get out of the way of the pitch. It hit his bat. Malzone up with it. Over to Wirtz for the out. On a 3-0 pitch, Mantle tried to duck out of the way of a high inside fastball and bounced to third. For the Yankees in the top of the fifth, no runs, one hit, no Red Sox errors, one man left. The score at the end of 4.5 innings, New York 5 and the Red Sox 3.
Oh, what a golfer is Joe. With a wild looping hook, he drives into a brook. And that's how his game always goes, it goes. That's how his game always goes. But some consolation is near. In a cool glass of Valentine beer. Yes, back at the club, he forgets he's a dud. So sunny and mellow, it glows, it glows. So sunny and mellow, he knows. To be crisp, a beer must be icily light. With true lager flavor, precisely right. Vitally golden, crystally clear. Crisp, refreshing, Valentine, Valentine beer.
People know quality when they taste it, and that's why over 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day. Ballantine, America's finest since 1840. For the Red Sox here in the bottom of the fifth, Gary Geiger will lead off. Geiger popped to third and doubled to left field. He scored once. Leadoff is pitched to Geiger is low, ball one.
Here is a sports bulletin from the WOKO newsroom. From Indianapolis, national driving champion A.J. Foyt has won the 500-mile Indianapolis race. The winner once again, A.J. Foyt.
The high pop-up to the infield. Cleet Boyer calling for it. Between home plate and the pitcher's box, and Boyer makes the catch for the out. Geiger pops up one away. Here's Vic Wirtz, double to left center and walk. He's also scored a run. The Red Sox have been playing good ball. As witness, they have played 38 ball games this year. 20 of them have been one-run ball games. Have been decided by one run. The pitch to Wirtz is over. Strike one call. Red Sox have won 9 of the 20 one-run games and lost 11. Inside, 1-1 to Wirtz. One pitch, a ground ball is short. Kubek is up with it near second. It's throw to first in time to get Wirtz, and it's two away. And here comes Jackie Jensen. Jackie called out on strikes in the first inning, doubles to left with the bases loaded in the third to drive in 2 runs. Jackie gets the kind of treatment that Mantle gets around the league and at Yankee Stadium even. Some boos mixed with the cheers. 2 out, nobody on. 5-3, the Yankees lead. Jensen takes a curve over. Strike one. Sidearm fastball is inside. 1-1. Fastball hit on the ground. Richardson, who is left, is up with it. Throws to Scarron in time for the out.
Here is more from that bulletin from the WOKO newsroom. In second place in the 500-mile Indianapolis race, Eddie Sachs. Second place and third place, Roger Ward. Again, the first place winner, A.J. Foyt, won the 500-mile Indianapolis race. This has been a bulletin from the WOKO newsroom.
Soon the Yankees are going to take off on their longest road trip of the season. They return to the stadium against the new Washington Senators on Friday night, June the 30th. That's the holiday weekend. That weekend will be featured by a 4th of July doubleheader at home between the Yankees and the amazing front-running Detroit Tigers. And tickets for this big attraction are moving well, so you better order yours as soon as possible. And don't forget Old Timers Day, Saturday afternoon, July the 29th. Baltimore's Red Hot Orioles against the Yankees following the greatest old-timers program ever. This year we feature the all-time Yankees, all-time Dodgers from Brooklyn days, and the all-time New York Giants. Now here's one event old-time fans and the new ones too won't want to miss. So order old-timers tickets now while good choice of seats are available. Yogi Berra, who's 0 for 2 today, fly to center and bounce to second, leads off in New York here in the top of the sixth. It'll be Berra, Scarron, and Blanchard. Gene Conley out on the mound. Big right-handed pitch to Yogi is hit to right field. Jackie Jensen going back, way back, and that ball is in the seats for a home run. All the Yankee runs have come as a result of homers. Yogi hit the first pitch, a curveball, into the right field seat. Hit number 8 off Conley, run number 6 for the Yankees. And for Berra, His sixth homer of the year and his 19th run batted in. Vic Wirtz calls time and goes over to the mound to talk with Conley as once again we have action in the Red Sox bullpen. And Dave Hillman is up again for the fourth time in this ball game. So Conley is serving up the home run pitch today to the Yankees. And Wirtz is stalling out of the mound. Sal Magley, the pitching coach, is ready to come out. And here comes Sal now out of the Red Sox dugout. And that's it. Second base umpire Joe Lincelotto running out to the bullpen, waving in Dave Hillman. Well, they're changing pitches. Here is the result of the Indianapolis 500-mile speedway race. A.J. Foyt from Houston, Texas, is the winner, and Eddie Sachs is second. That was a big upset. Grueling grind out in Indianapolis. 500-mile race. You deserve that, boy. Even if you finish, you deserve something in that race. So Conley is out of there. Conley has pitched 5 innings. He's allowed 8 base hits. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out 3 and has allowed 6 runs. But Conley has given up 4 home runs, one to Mantle in the first inning with 2 on, and then solo homers to Maris, Scarron, and Berra. So it looks like Ralph Houk had the right hunch when he said he would play all of his left-handed power instead of going to the right-handed hitters in the short left field fence. And the left-hand hitters have come through with a little added help from some of the right-hand hitters like Boyer and Scarron. Scarron has a single and a home run. And he'll be the first batter to face Dave Hillman. Hillman is 5'11". He only weighs 168 pounds. Now living in Kingsport, Tennessee. Last year, won none, lost 3 with the Red Sox. Hillman is making his 12th appearance of the year. All of them in relief. He is 1-2 and lost 1. Has an earned run average of 1.60, so he's had himself a fine year. Scarron watching Hillman loosen up from just outside the batter's box. Now the moose is ready. Steps into the batter's box. On deck is Johnny Blanchard. 6-3, the Yankees lead. Top of the sixth. Hillman's pitch to Scarron is a curve outside. Ball one. Up and the fastball is popped foul coming out of play back into the seat. One and one on Moose. Ball hit deep to right center field, way back there. Jensen digging it into the bullpen for a home run. Holy cow, did he hit that ball 420 feet to right center field and into the Red Sox bullpen. Scarron's second homer of the day and his third hit. And the Yankees really have the home runs going today. Moose's second RBI, and the Yankees lead 7-3. What a shot that was. That was more of a line drive. And as it started to curve away, it looked like Jensen might have a shot at it. But at the last second, it just zoomed right over the fence and into the Red Sox bullpen. So Moose is at two homers today. His seventh and eighth gives him 27 RBIs. And here's Johnny Blanchard. Blanchard popped to short and bounced to second. Five home runs for the Yankees in the ballgame. Pitch to Johnny is low, ball one. Scarron tomahawked that ball. Looked like it was up around his eyes. Hit it like a tennis player serving the ball. Curve low, ball two, two and nothing. Here's the windup by Hillman. Pitch is on the outside corner for a called strike. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth. Back-to-back homers by Barron Scarron open the inning. Blanchard fouls the pitch back on the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitches, foul tip. Just got a piece of it. Count holds it 2-2. His curve is swung at and missed strike three as he took a little bit off the pitch. His first strikeout brings up Bobby Richardson. Bobby lined to right center and lined to center. He hit the ball hard twice without a base hit. Huawei. He takes a curve on the outside corner. Strike one. Another curve, this one low, 1-1. Sidearm curve over, strike two. One ball, two strikes. A wind up by Hillman. 1-1 curve hit on the ground up the middle and back a second, and Button has it close to first. Not in time. He beat it out. A fine play by Button. But he couldn't get anything on the throw as he fielded the ball actually on the second base side of the bag, going from short over towards second. An infield single for Richardson. Second hit off Tillman, and the 10th hit for the Yankees in the ball game. And it brings up Bill Stafford, who replaced Ralph Terry, and Stafford in his one appearance was called out on strikes. Yankees 7, Red Sox 3. First half of the sixth inning. Red Sox infield looking for the sacrifice. Quick throw to first, Richardson back. Stretch by Hillman. Another throw to first and Richardson back. Pitch is bunted down the first baseline, and it goes foul. Picked up by Hillman. Richardson was all the way down to second. One strike to count on Stafford. Richardson leading away, and the throw to first, he's back just in time. Looked like Bobby had ideas that time about going. Here's the stretch. And there he goes, and the ball is fouled back. They had the hit and run on with Stafford. Bobby had a good jump, and Stafford had a good cut, but he fouled it back. Nothing in two. Set. Curve is hit between first and second, but Schilling comes up close to first for the out. There's a ball that took reverse English in favor of the Red Sox second baseman as Stafford hit one off the end of his bat. It looked like it was going to kick away from Schilling. Why it kicked back the other way, I don't know, but Schilling made a fine play as he caught it, wheeled around, and fired to Wirtz. Richardson moved to second base, and it's two away. Brings up Cleet Boyer, who is 2 for 3, two singles to left field, and bounced to the shortstop. Cleet scored one run. Into the stretch position. Pitch to Boyer is low outside. Ball one. Richardson, a good lead off second. Hillman's curve is high. Ball two. 2-0. Tony Kubek kneeling on deck. Next batter. The right hander stretches. Curve to Boyer is swung at and missed. Strike one. Two balls, one strike. Ready for the 2-1 delivery. Ground ball hit past the pitcher's box. Button's going to have to hustle. He can't make the play. He tried to pick it up barehanded. It's a base hit for Boyer. Actually, he had to hustle that play. I don't know whether he had to try and get it barehanded. It was bouncing, which is a tough play for an infielder to come in on a bouncing ball. If it's rolling, he can pick it up barehanded. But if he tried to grab it barehanded, it kicked off his wrist. And it's an infield single for Boyer, his third base hit of the day, the 11th for the Yankees. And here's Tony Kubek, who struck out and fly to right field twice. Richardson moved to third on the play. Yankees lead 7-3, top of the sixth, two outs. Stretch by Hillman. The pitch to Boyer is fouled right in the Red Sox dugout. Oh, man, that scattered the players. See, they came out all the way to the steps of the dugout. He rifled a one-hopper in there. And there's somebody threw a towel up in the air, which is a signal to cease firing. We surrender. And a youngster throws it back into the bench. One strike on Kubek. Boyer off first, Richardson off third. Pitch is lined to left center field. That's a base hit. Coming in to score is Richardson, moving to third base is Boyer. Kubek rounds and holds on at first base with an RBI single to left center. Well, the Yankees have their hitting shoes on today. Fourth hit off Hillman, the second run off Hillman. The Yankees lead 8-3 and now have 12 base hits, and it brings up Roger Maris, who has a single, a homer, and bounced into a fourth play. Boyer at third and Kubek at first. Five hits this inning for the Yankees. Stretch by Hillman. Pitch to Maris. A curve swung at it. Missed, strike one. Here's the stretch. Slow curve. Swung at it. Missed, strike two. Kubek dancing off first, and Hillman steps off the rubber. Boyer leading off third. Stretch. Curve is high, ball one. Kubek bluff going, and Pagliarone jumped down to the catcher's box, ready to throw. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Two men on. Change up, hit foul outside of first. I think he scored three in the first, one in the third, one in the fourth, and three here in the sixth. Change up popped in the air to short left field. Carroll Hardy is moving in under it. And the left fielder holds it in for the out. As eight men went to bat that inning for the Yankees, they come up with three runs, five hits, no Red Sox errors. Two men left to score at the end of five and a half innings. The Yankees 8 and the Red Sox 3.
The crisply pressure, precisely right. Lively, golden, crystally clear. The crisply pressure,
Valentine, dear.
Everybody clap your hands, tap your feet. Snap your fingers, and that's the man.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
Before we start the bottom of the sixth, let's pause for station identification.
1460 Radio, Albany, New York. WOKO, Good Sound Broadcasting for 1961. Here's a tip from WOKO for you holiday drivers. Expect trouble and avoid it. Drive carefully.
Frank Malzone bounced a short, hit a sacrifice fly to right field, leading off of the Red Sox. New York 8, Boston 3. Bill Stafford out on the mound can pick himself up his first win of the year. Pitch to Malzone. It hits his bat as he checks his swing back into the seat. Strike one. Oh, man. Ball bounced around like a rubber ball from hand to hand. Fastball is high. One and one on Malzone. Foul back on the screen. One ball, two strikes. Stafford checks the sign from Blanchard. There's his windup. Change up way high outside. Ball two, two and two. Now the 2-2 pitch. Curve inside, ball three. Full count on Malzone. Stafford rubs up the ball. Puts his glove on his left knee while he leans over for the sign. Now the windup. Pitches a ground ball to the right side. Richardson, who is left, coming in up with it. Throws to Scarron, and it's one away. Here's Jim Pagliarone, singled off the left field wall and bounced to the shortstop. Carroll Hardy on deck. Pitches a strike on the outside corner. Is fouled outside of third. Billy Herman, the third base coach, up with it. Nothing in two. Cleet Foyer replacing a bit of the foul line that he dug up as he ran over after that ball. Strike pitch. High pop up to the right side. Bobby Richardson is signaling for it. Moving back and makes the catch for the second out. Two away. And here's Carroll Hardy. Beat out a bunt single in the second inning. Popped to the shortstop in the third. His pitch to Hardy is a curve low. Ball one. Swing and a ground ball right at Boyer. Cleat up with it. Hard hit ball. Throws to Scarron for the out. So Stafford sets the Red Sox down in order. In all four innings that he's pitched, he's retired 12 consecutive men. Nothing across. The score at the end of six full innings, the Yankees 8 and the Red Sox 3. We take a look at the scoreboard in the American League. Washington 5, Los Angeles 1 at the end of 7.5. Bosefield against Hobart, Averill Holman in the second. Cleveland tied up Minnesota now 3-3 at the end of 8.5 innings. Pasquale against Funk. Baltimore 1, the White Sox nothing at the end of 4.5. Barber against Shore. Kansas City 2, Detroit nothing at the end of 6. Archer against Marcy. Cincinnati 4 and the Giants 2 at the end of 7. Brosnan against Bolden. Pinson, Malone, and Freeze home for Cincinnati. Alou for the Giants. St. Louis at L.A. tonight. Milwaukee 3, the Phillies 1 at the end of 8.5. Buell against Bazard. Thomas home in the 7th. And the Cubs beat the Pirates in the first game 5-3. Ellsworth the winner. Mizell the loser. Rogers and Kendall home. Mickey Mantle leading off for the Yankees, and coming over to finish up the game on radio will be Mel Allen.
Johnny. Mickey Mantle leading off in the seventh inning. Yanks leading 8-3. Takes a pitch outside for a ball. Dave Hillman in relief of Gene Conley delivers outside for ball two. Mantle hit a three-run homer in the first inning. Looked at the third strike in the third, grounded a third in the fifth. The Red Sox right-hander into the windup, and the pitch swung on and missed. Strike one, 2-1. Paid attendance today, 19,592. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Mickey. Swung on. There's a high fly ball into deep left center. Geiger getting under it and makes the catch at the wall. One away. Yogi Berra flied to center, grounded to second, and homered. The Yankees have had five homers, four of them solo. Three short of the team record for most homers in the game by one team. Eight to three, New York, seventh inning. Hillman's pitch to Yogi swung on, fouled off to the left of the plate, out of play. Goes to work, and Berra swings and lifts a high pop to short. Don Budden awaiting it and squeezes it. Two down in the seventh. And here's Scarron, who's had three for three. Single to center and two homers. His last two times up. Comes in with the pitch that the Moose takes over. Strike one. Nothing in one. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. High and inside. Ball one. One and one. Delivers to the Moose, who takes the pitch into the dirt outside. Ball two, 2-1. Mike Cornelius limbering up in the Red Sox bullpen. Next pitch to Skyron is outside. Ball three, 3-1. And the next pitch is outside for ball four, and Moose walks. That's the first pass the Yankees have achieved today. Now John Blanchard pops to short, grounded to second, and struck out. Into the stretch. The pitch to Blanchard is low and inside. Ball one. The Indians scored in the ninth inning to beat the Twins 4-3. A late finish gave them two in the seventh, one in the eighth, and one in the ninth. And they beat Pasquale 4-3. First game. Funk the winner in relief of Hawkins. pitch is over for a strike. One and one. Now the pitch. Low. Ball two. Two and one. Hillman all set. And the pitch to Blanchard. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. 2-2. Two strikes, two outs. Moose leads off first. Hillman delivers to Blanchard, who swings and lines it foul down the right field line, out of play. New York 8, Boston 3. It's the seventh inning. Chicago Cubs defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-3 in the first game of a doubleheader. Ellsworth beating Mizell. And the Braves beat the Phils 3-1. Buell beat Parise. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Scarron on first. Relief pitcher Dave Hillman gets the sign from Pagliarone. The right-hander into the stretch. Scarron leads away from first. And the pitch to Blanchard is high for ball three. 3-2. Full count. Moose ready to go. The stretch. There goes Moose. The pitch swung on line. Foul down the right field line. Scarron heads back to first base. Again, we're ready. The stretch. There goes Moose, and the pitch is swung on, hits to the box and a hop. Hillman trots over and tosses it lightly over to Wirtz to retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And at the end of 6.5 innings, the score, New York 8, Boston 3. All the good things you want in beer are here today in Ballantine Beer. The brewers of Ballantine Beer friends have found that today's beer drinkers demand two things in the beer that they enjoy. One, lightness, and two, flavor. Now, Ballantine has put over 120 years of know-how into brewing a beer that combines the best of both of these important qualities. Today's Ballantine, therefore, is sunny light, as you like it, with all the mellow lager flavor you want. This special combination makes it the crisp refresher. Enjoy Ballantine. Your first swallow and each one to follow will tell you why more than 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer enjoyed every day. But try a golden glass full yourself and you'll find out why. And you'll get all the good things you want in beer. In the crisp refresher, Ballantine beer. Ralph Houck is bringing in Jim Coates as we go to the last of the seventh.